This goes to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S-P-A-C. Fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Dawn, last name is Piles, P-Y-L-E-S. Date of birth 3/29 of 1955. Dear Mr. Daniels, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Piles with stage 5 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, T-cell lymphoma, and iron overload difficulties. Her last visit was August 25th of this year. Since that time, she had been on D like David, E, F like Frank, E, R, I, P like Paul, R, O, N like November, E, 500 milligram. She had been decreased from 14 tabs daily down to 8 tablets daily. However, she still was feeling very badly. And creatinine level 930 of this year was higher than it ever had been at 3.65, with estimated GFR down to 13. So we asked her to completely stop the deferiprone. And she also was on a antibiotic for UTI, and now she's off that. And since stopping the pill to treat the iron overload, she's feeling much better, much more energy, and she hopes that her kidney function is starting to improve. If she does require dialysis, she'll be planning on doing home peritoneal dialysis when it's necessary. She hopes that the kidney function may improve, though, after stopping the deferiprone. I don't know how to say that. D-E-F-I-R-E-R-I-P-R-O-N-E. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no recent cough or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood currently, no dysuria, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day, Novalin insulin, 10 units twice a day, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, and amlodipine with valsartan, it's 5/320, one daily. Physical exam, weight 139 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 94 and regular, and blood pressure was 130/60/2. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And other labs done 9/30 of 2025, in addition to the creatinine, the 3.63. The calcium is 9.6, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 4.2, sodium is 131, potassium 5.2, carbon dioxide 15, intact parathyroid hormone is 155.8. Her hemoglobin is 7.1, and that is managed by her oncologist. She receives blood transfusions, and she will get a blood transfusion when the hemoglobin is in the 6 range. White count 4.4 and platelets 52,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 5, chronic kidney disease. We are going to repeat labs again on Tuesday, October 14th. That's 2 weeks from the previous labs, in hopes that the creatinine will have improved slightly. She does feel much better currently. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. And 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And she's going to stay off the iron overload medication due to the toxicity to the renal system. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 1 to 2 months also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.